evening and welcome to another edition of Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group. Listen to us in Auckland on Planet FM on Wednesday, Plains FM in Christchurch on Saturday, Capity Coast and Wellington Access Radio on Sunday. Greetings to everybody that has tuned in on planetaudio.org.nz around New Zealand and indeed around the globe. Beautiful morning here, lovely weather here in New Zealand this week, cold, but certainly beautiful clear weather. The weather in Ireland has gone back to its normal summer weather, showers and spells of sunshine, but there's supposed to be more fine weather coming inside the next 2 weeks. We opened up the show tonight with a medley of songs on the accordion there by the great Dermot O'Brien. Now, Dermot O'Brien played on the Loud team that won the All-Ireland final. The last time they won it in 1957 when they beat Cork 1-9 to 1-7. Well, if you're a Loud fan, you'll be looking forward to the next 2 weeks because Loud had a big win over Monaghan on Sunday, and they take on Mayo in 2 weeks' time in the All-Ireland football semi-final. We give you all the news on sport, and there was a lot of it happening throughout the programme tonight. And we want to continue on with the music, and up next we've got Eleanor Shanley, and she's singing all about Gorgeous and Bright. Shanley there on Gorgeous and Bright, and you're listening to Ireland Calling. Well, today, 1st of July, hard to believe half the year gone, and it's a momentous day in Ireland because Ireland takes over the presidency of the European Union for the next 6 months. So it'll be huge focus on Ireland. There'll be lots of ministerial meetings taking place in Ireland over the next 6 months, and there'll be a huge, obviously, Council of Europe's Prime Ministers meeting as well. And as Taoiseach Micheál Martin will be in the limelight, not alone in Europe, but globally, as obviously Europe deals with the ongoing situation in Ukraine and the situation in the Middle East, and indeed many other issues facing the European Union in regards to immigration, etc. So this could be Micheál Martin's swan song. There's obviously lots of people saying it's time for him to move on. So he could have his 6 months here and then announce that he will step down, maybe when his term as Taoiseach finishes in November next year. And speaking of former politicians, I see former Foreign Affairs Minister David Andrews has passed away. He was 91. Of course, recently we had a colleague of his from Dunleary, Sean Barrett, passed away, and Rory O'Harlan. So these were people that dedicated their life to Irish politics. And I know David's son, Chris, is currently pretty sure he's an MEP in the European Parliament. And his brother, Niall, was a former Fianna Fáil minister as well. So, yeah, focus is on Ireland over the next month. And I'm sure the Irish government will be hoping that all these big meetings and focus on Ireland will pass off without any issues. We'll continue, and this time we're going with the Pogues and a lovely song called Thousands Are Sailing.
Silent now, but the ghosts still haunt the waves, and the torch lights up a famished man who fortune could not save. Did you work upon the railroads? Did you rid the streets of crime? Were your dollars from the White House? Were they from the five and dime? The old songs hard to cheer you, and the dice don't make you cry. Did you count the months and years, or did your teardrops quickly dry? I know that this was not to be, on a cabin ship I came here, and I never even got so far that they could change my name. Thousands are sailing across the western ocean to a land of opportunity that some of them will never see. Fortunes are failing across the western ocean. Their bodies grow, their spirits free. They'll break the chains of poverty. In Manhattan's desert twilight, in the death of afternoon, we stepped hand in hand on Broadway, like the first man on the moon. And a blackbird broke the silence as you whistled, it's so sweet. And then Brendan Behan's footsteps, I danced up and down the street. And we said goodnight to Broadway, giving it our best regards. To our hearts, to Mr. Cohen, dear old Times Square's favorite bird. Then we raise the glass to JFK and a dozen more besides. When I got back to my empty room, I suppose I must have cried. Thousands of sailing again across the ocean. We're a hand of opportunity, just tickets in a lottery. Oscars are mainly the skyless skies and oceans, from rooms that they like never see, unless
hogs there and thousands are sailing. I hope you don't go sailing away anywhere soon. You're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with support of the Hugh Green Group. Well, a terrible weekend in Ireland with news breaking late on Sunday night of a tragedy in Spain. Four people from Mullingar, two couples on holidays involved in a serious car accident, and three members of the party died instantly, and the other ones fighting for their life, all from well-connected families in Mullingar. Their pictures all over the Irish papers on Tuesday. And the people that were killed were Amy McCullough and her brother-in-law Mark McCullough and his partner Michaela Newcomb. The car plunged into a ravine in the early hours of that Sunday morning in Spain. And then more sad news, a young boy died in Carlow as a result of a scooter e-bike kind of accident on Monday night. There's so many of them e-bikes or e-scooters and e-bikes around, and the scooters here, you know, they are in Auckland, they fly around, and you have to be aware when they're coming. So there was another serious incident in Dublin Monday night as well. So obviously fine weather, young people are out, schools are on holidays now, all the exams are over and all the primary schools finished last week. So people are looking forward to holidays and people are out enjoying themselves, especially in the fine weather. But when you get the fine weather, you get lots of accidents. And I see the alarming report that over 1,600 extra people died in Europe over the last week due to the unbelievable fine weather, which is due to come back again. And it certainly was unbearable in parts of Ireland last week, with temperatures getting up. Didn't break the records, but it got up close to it. And you know, people just want a more level playing field. If they could get regularly 23 or 24 degrees for 3 or 4 weeks at a time like we do here, probably better than these extremes where you find weather for a week and then bad weather for 3 weeks. And what else? You know, so the breaking news there about that family, they're just getting news all over Ireland at the moment. Right, let's take another piece of music, and this time we're going to go with Mary Blatt and a beautiful song called Annie Kate Gordon.
Harking is Bonnie, and there lives my love. My heart lies on him and will not remove. From church she was brought home, and when she and her maiden so merry should have been, when she and her maiden so merry should have been, she went into her chamber, she cried. Was the day that Jeannie died, and the day that young Anarchy came home on the tide, and down came her maidens all wringing up their hands, saying, oh, it's been so long, we've spent so long.
Well, we go back a few months to April when the Middle East war started and fuel prices went through the roof, with the price of oil going from $40 a barrel to over 100. And of course, the situation is still on fragile basis, even though Trump says the war is over. But certainly there's a freeing flow of oil happening at the moment. So prices are coming down, but not as quick as some people would like to see them at the pumps. So the government brought in the subsidy back in April as a result. You remember I covered here on the programme, hundreds, thousands of people took to the streets and basically brought all the major cities to a halt. A lot of farming organisations came out with the farms, came out with their big tractors and lorries and trucks and everything, and they blocked the oil terminal as well. So the government had to bring in a relief, which, you know, almost cost a billion euro to subsidize fuel. So now that the fuel price has gone down, the government says they're going to take back that subsidy. But of course, Simon Harris, the Taoiseach, came out today and said that it'll be phased in over the next few months leading up to December, starting in August. But of course, he's denied this evening, saying that the reason that he didn't take the subsidy off in all one go is because there was fears that these farmers and demonstrators could take to the streets once again and bring the country to a standstill. So that's something that the government would certainly want to avoid, with the, as I said earlier on, Ireland taking over the presidency of the European Union. World Cup is still getting lots of publicity in Ireland. Of course, Ireland aren't there, but an Irish born and bred man is playing for Cape Verde. He's in action later this week, playing. He's the captain, Pico. They call him the captain of Shamrock Rovers. They're playing Argentina in the next big game. So, of course, there was a couple of big surprises yesterday with the Netherlands and Germany knocked out. So, certainly, disappointment for Ireland. We didn't get there. And, of course, the All Whites didn't make it through to the next round either. All right, we're off again. And I want to dedicate this song. It's a song all about Derry by a great man called Luke Kelly. But I want to play it for a man that lives close to Derry Strabane, that's a regular listener to Ireland Calling, who celebrated his 65th birthday yesterday, Brian Gallagher. Brian's brother Paul lived in Auckland for many years, and Brian listens to the programme every week. So Brian, happy birthday, and hope you enjoyed this song, Luke Kelly and the Dubliners and the town I loved so well.
how a town could be brought to its knees by the armored cars and the bombed out bars and the gas that hangs on to every breeze. Now the army's installed and their guns. Oh my God, what have they done to the town I love so well? Now the music's gone, but they carry on, for their spirits in never broken, they will not forget, and their hearts are set on tomorrow and peace once again.
That wonderful voice there, Luke Kelly, at The Town I Love So Well, dedicating that to Brian Gallagher, who lives in Strabane and tunes into Ireland Calling every week. Let's have a look at sports news. Yeah, it was a huge weekend of Gaelic games. And don't forget, we're down to the All-Ireland Hurling semi-finals this weekend. Two big games coming up. You've got Galway against Cork. Cork would be odds-on favourites to win that game. And then you've got Limerick against their neighbours, Clare. So probably Limerick favourites there. So Cork, Limerick would probably be everybody's ideal All-Ireland final. But, you know, what's happened in the World Cup with upsets. So Galway over the years have had a good record against Cork. But I feel the Cork team who were beaten in the All-Ireland final last year and indeed the previous year, lost to Clare the previous year and lost to Tipperary last year, will be hoping that they can make amends this year and go on and make it to the final. I'm sure Limerick will be waiting there with open arms for them. But anyway, it was all football last weekend, and what a weekend of football it was, with so many great games being played. So Cork and Mayo were first up on Saturday in Croke Park. Not a full house there, but Cork gallantly put up a good show, but not good enough for Mayo, winning 23 points to 18. So Mayo into the All-Ireland semi-final. They have to wait on Sunday to find out who they're playing. And of course, as I mentioned earlier, they're going to be playing Louth. And then the other semi-final was a very tight game as well. Kerry eventually just too good for Tyrone, 225 to 27 points. So Kerry, after slipping once or twice throughout the season, are back in form, and they're odds-on favourites now to win the All-Ireland final, because they're up against Dublin, who won the other semi-final against my team, Galway. Got up in the middle of the night to watch that game, and Galway, first half was neck and neck. There was only a point between them at half-time. Galway gave away a lot of possession in the first half, but they came back very strong in the third quarter, and were leading by 6 points. And unfortunately, Dublin fought back, and Galway got a penalty. And one of their players, Salim Silk, sent to the same bin for 10 minutes with 10 minutes to go. And at that stage, Galway just kind of fell apart in the last 15 minutes. They only scored a point to Dublin's 1-8. So Dublin eventually winning 125 to 121. You know, great. Their manager, Brennan, who was the former manager of Lal, took on the Dublin job this year and then was given a 4-month ban for pushing a Galway backroom team. They played down in a league match in Galway earlier this year. So it wasn't looking good for Dublin throughout the season, but they bounced back. And there was a huge crowd there, over 80,000 for the games on Sunday. So Louth beat Monaghan 27 points to 18. Louth were down to 14 men after 6 minutes, and but they fought well, and everybody will probably say that they owe the favourites for the next game, and the Louth manager said they're happy with that because they've been underdogs for all their games this year. So if you want to watch any of the games, get on to gaaplus.ie. And you can watch the games coming up over the next 2 weeks. As I said, the hurling semi-finals this weekend, and then the football finals semi-finals the following weekend. Right, this is the parting glass from Ye Vagabonds featuring Sinead O'Connor. Hard to believe Sinead will be 3 years gone in a few weeks' time, the 26th of July.
Good night, enjoy
Hat and glass there, ye vagabonds, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, which is brought to you with the great support of the Hugh Green Group. I hope wherever you're listening tonight, whether it's in New Zealand or around the globe, you're enjoying the programme, which is brought to you each week with the fantastic support of the Hugh Green Group. Just looking at some of the Irish Times main stories that are making the news today. Ocnish Alumina, this big smelter down in Limerick, they're going to have to pay a lot of money. Upfront costs if they close down the plant in Limerick. It's under a new deal agreed with the government. Of course, this has been in the news a lot over the last few months. The plant is owned by Russian interests, and it exports over 30% of the aluminium that's used in the European Union. I suppose it's a bit like our T-Point shelter or smelter down in Southland here, and there's over 500 people working, but it's been revealed recently that the other 70% of its production going direct to Russia has been used in making missiles that is used in the Ukrainian war. So European Union are deciding at the moment whether or not to impose sanctions and maybe end up forcing the plant to close. But of course the Irish government and politicians around that Limerick, North Kerry region are very worried that 500 people could lose their jobs. But I see if they do close down the plant, whenever that day comes, the company has to pay for compensation for all of the damage that has been done to the environment and the soils around that area. Dangerously high temperatures forecast to return to Western Europe next week. I see an accountancy firm claims it forgot about a bookkeeper 45 years after a merger. I haven't read that story. Very alarming story this morning. I heard this wife of this man being interviewed, an Australian man, Robert Peter. He's lived in Wisconsin for many years, and when he was involved in a business deal that something went wrong in Iraq, and he's been in jail in Iraq for 5 years. He's very, very sick. And he's been released from prison, but he's getting absolutely no medical care and no passport. And I heard his wife, Desiree, saying on RTÉ this morning that the Irish government are helping a lot because they're not Irish citizens yet. They have applied, they said, over 5 years ago to become citizens. They meet all the criteria, but they haven't become granted citizenship yet. But she is thankful. She didn't say what support the Australian government are giving them. But he's very, very sick at the moment. And it's obviously, initially he was an engineer, but they didn't go into details on whatever happened that led to the man being jailed. You don't want to be careful. You do stop out in some of these Middle East countries because you don't play by their rules. You could end up like that particular man. And of course, there's a lot of fallout over the imprisonment, well, he's on remand at the moment, of former DUP leader Geoffrey Donaldson. And, he's, there's rumours that he will appeal the decision against him last week, but certainly there was a documentary in the BBC the other night all about him. And questions being asked about what the police service in Northern Ireland knew, because a lot of skeletons have come out of the woodwork, out of the cupboard over the last week since he was found guilty of 18 sex abuse charges and one of rape. Okay, let's continue on with some more music. And Van Morrison, he's singing all about the bright side of the road. And I think one or two of his songs has been played over the intercom at the World Cup matches. Saw something in the paper about that the other day. But here he is, and Bright Side of the Road. Van Morrison there on the Bright Side of the Road, and you're listening to Ireland Calling, brought to you with the support of the Hugh Green Group on a beautiful crisp winter's autumny day here in Auckland. And of course, I mentioned Gaelic games there with all the games coming up. And don't forget rugby, the Irish team take on Australia in the first of three tests down this side of the world this weekend. Of course, the All Blacks are playing France in Christchurch, and then Ireland play Australia. And then on the 18th of July at Eden Park, I think there might be a few tickets still left. Ireland play at the All Blacks, of course, All Blacks under new captain and new coaching set up. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the new team. I think they'll probably come out, to prove a point. We're just having a quick look at the Irish Examiner. It used to be formerly the Cork Examiner. It's one of the leading Irish papers, and they're leading with a headline, a woman taken to hospital after suspected Cork suburb stabbing. It's terrible. Joanne McNally, I made sacrifices for my career. I didn't have a partner. I don't have kids. Of course, she was here in New Zealand recently. She's an Irish stand-up comedian, very, very popular, on a big tour around the world, and certainly from basically penniless about 5-6 years ago to being an international star. But the big interview with her there on what sacrifices that she's made. Huge number of concerts taking place all around Ireland at the moment. There was huge concerts down in Cork last weekend. I see Shania Twain. She's in Limerick this week. There's a huge festival in Waterford in 2 weeks' time. And there's just so many different small music and other cultural festivals taking place right around the country. So if you're heading over there, and to Ireland over the next few weeks, you'll want to fare to travel to get involved and listen to some good music or poetry. I know the Listowel Writers Festival Week will be coming up soon. Then, of course, you got the big Galway Arts Festival gets underway in 2 weeks' time, and that's followed then by their very famous Galway Racing Festival, which happens at the end of July. Let's take another song, and then I'll come back and we'll have a quick look at the Fireman section of Tuesday's Irish Independent, and we'll wrap up for another week this time. I came across this song just online. It's a nice version of Caledonia by a Scottish singer called Dougie McLean. So we'll give it a blast here.
I don't know if you can see the changes that have come over me in these last few days. I've been afraid that I might drift away, so I've been telling old stories, singing songs that make me think about where I came from. That's the reasons why I seem so far away today. Tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, and now I'm going home. But if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Caledonia's been everything I've ever had. On moving, I proved the points that I needed proving, lost the friends that I needed losing, found others on the way. Oh, and I have tried, kept on trying, I've stolen dreams, yes, there's no denying, I have traveled hard, with conscience flying, somewhere with the wind. Now I'm sitting here before the fire, the empty room, the forest choir, the flames that couldn't get any higher. Well, they were withered, now they've gone. But I'm steady thinking, my way is clear, and I know what I will do tomorrow. When the hands are shaken and the kisses flow, well, I will disappear. Oh, and let me tell you that I love you, that I think about you all the time. Caledonia, you're calling me, now I'm going. But if I should become a stranger, you know that it would make me more than sad. Been everything I've ever had.
Dougie McLean there with a lovely song called Caledonia. Of course, that song made famous by our own Dolores Keane, who passed away earlier this year. And another great version of that by Paul Brady as well. I'm having a look at the farming side of it. Early signs of stability in suckler sector is leading heaven. Ireland's suckler cow numbers may be showing signs of stabilization with fewer herd dispersal sales and stronger demand for suckler cattle over the past 2 years. I see the milk price dropped overnight here in New Zealand. Of course, Ireland's price dropped considerably. I think as much as 20 cents or maybe even more a litre this year because of the strong euro, whereas New Zealand's farmers, of course, just calving season gets underway now, so it'll be a very, very busy time. Nice picture here of Pavor Flynn from Inishkeen in County Cork with his 1958 International B275 tractor. As a big tractor out at the weekend, ZB27185, certainly no looking tractor. You can see some of the big machinery that these contractors have now for putting silage. It's amazing. Turning grass into gas, how biomethane could transform farm incomes and emissions, a story there. And that's at a Chobbis plant in County Meath. From Vikings to Veg, what Errol Hallam can teach us about food. The Norwegian footballers team brought their own local and raw food to the World Cup, which has been a winning formula and a lesson in health we could all learn from. Well, it worked this morning. They had a 2-1 victory over Ivory Coast, so they're into the last 16. Breeding the 20,000 calf, the Finnegan formula behind a booming market of photos of knife shapely, flashy calves, so what sell bull semen, why it's worth sourcing bulls worldwide, and why jet black commercial calves top the market. Speaking of bulls, and every Angus say here in New Zealand last week, a bull in the Gisborne area sold for 220,000. And then inside Ireland's top dairy farm, how this chip family built a high-performance 150-cow operation. And a lovely picture here of that Michael Ryan and his father Tom on the family dairy farm at Moyne near Thurles, where cleanliness is a big focus. There's some of the stories, and obviously, prices are still high at all the markets. Beef prices rising as factory resistance begin to crack. That's about it. That's the story on the farming front. I think that's about it for another week. I've got to go out tonight. There was a full moon here. It wasn't a harvest moon last night, but anyway, and this is from, I just came across this online as well last night, the brothers, Comatose and AJ Lee, Harvest Moon.